Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Ed Marsh, founder and principal of Consilium. Ed, I need your websites for that company and your intent data company.
So ConciliumGlobalBusinessAdvisors.com is a consultancy. I work with middle market industrial manufacturers. But the Intent Data company is intentdata.io, and that's really the focus of what we're talking about here today, intentdata.io.
If somebody wanted to learn about more about this, they just want to start getting educated, that would be a good website to go and start their education, wouldn't it, intentdata.io?
I believe very strongly in education, and so there's a lot of material on our site to help people understand about pricing and about accuracy and about sources and different types of data and all kinds of stuff.
Well, and you can get it from a number of places, and how to act, too, how to behave yourself. That's, you know, digital ethics is one of my hot buttons, Ed, and thank you for helping me discuss that. So you've got three different kinds of intent data that you describe in this article that I've been made available to. Would you describe those, please?
So there's data that's used for marketing, which is kind of to identify who those active people are. There's data that's used in sales. Once you're working on a deal, you want to know who from the company is involved. I mean, research says there's 10.2 buyers on a complex buying team now. And you're only going to be talking to one or two of them. What are the others thinking? And then there's also data that can support ongoing customer success, looking for upsell and cross-sell opportunities, looking for clients or customers that may be in jeopardy, maybe looking at competitors. So there's different ways to use it. Most people think of it just as a marketing tool, but it's got power in other places, too.
So this, folks, this is, and what you're describing, what you're helping us understand, is the granularity that we now have with AI, with this capability, that can be applied to a small business, to Main Street, right? I mean, this is what we've been waiting on. This is the kind of stuff we've been waiting on, Ed, to make this kind of sophistication, digital sophistication, available in applications and at budgets that we can afford. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right, Jim. Although I will say, you know, there are no silver bullets. Intent data can provide phenomenal insight and information, but it still takes work. It takes running great ads on top of it. It takes very carefully written email templates and subject lines. It takes great phone skills. It takes
so you're
good
probably
social
gonna need
selling.
Some help. You're probably going to need some professional help with this.
Well, I think it's maybe not a great fit for a solopreneur, but for somebody that's in a scaling company that's got a couple marketing, a couple salespeople, and a fierce determination, then I think they can, you know, with some advice, they can certainly figure it out and be successful.
Well, another thing that you have to realize is, folks, things are moving fast today. And if you're not keeping up with the speed, the time you could have spent focusing on intent data, being more strategic in acquiring prospects and customers, if you don't do that, you're going to spend time trying to recover your business because you didn't keep up. I mean, it's still time. I mean, and the result is, if you spend the time on something like this, you probably have a lot better chance of being sustainable. And is there ever been a time more like now for this? I mean, with more people staying home and doing more business online, you've got to know where these people are. They're not coming in your doors as much anymore, are they?
That's a great point, Jim. I mean, this is really about B2B, and so coming in the door may not be always a perfect analogy, but you're absolutely right. People are now kind of hiding behind that veil of anonymity online, doing more and more work, researching and looking for solutions to their problems. And it's important to know who's in that 3%.
Mm-hmm. If someone were starting right now, if they were going to, they're listening to you right now, and they're saying, okay, I know nothing about this, but I can tell it's something I need to be involved in, I need to be doing, what would you tell them? What's the first step you'd tell them to do?
So I'd say go to intentdata.io and educate yourself. I mean, that's
start
a little
reading.
Bit self-serving, but we really do have a lot of content there. And then I spend a lot of time educating people, and I have conversations with folks. They can email me at ed@intentdata.io. We'll schedule a 20-minute block, and we'll talk about whether it would work for them or not.
Well, and the other thing, I mean, there probably are people that who are already doing this that would talk to them. I mean, is there some kind of a LinkedIn group or anything like that that are people who are talking about these things?
What's interesting, Jim, is that there's relatively little discussion, and I haven't been able to figure out why. I think it's because people see it as a secret weapon, and they don't want to share the details. We have initiated an award that we give out once a quarter called the Marketing Data Master Distiller Award. It's pretty cool. They get a little barrel to mix their own age cocktails and stuff, but it's an area that we're trying to foster more discussion because there are some people doing some really cool stuff with data. It just nobody's talking about it that much.
Well, folks, go to intentdata.io and learn more about it. Ed's a good man. You're safe with him, and he can guide you through this. Hey, Ed, good job today. Come back soon. We appreciate you very much.
Thanks, Jim. I love being here.
Ed Marsh, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blessingham. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.